This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un speaking to a translator at the demilitarized zone after President Trump took 10 steps into the north alongside him.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made. A lot of friendships have been made, and this has been in particular a great friendship.
The exchange of pleasantries turned into a 50-minute meeting and an agreement to revive talks on North Korea's nuclear program. Trump later telling reporters,
Speed is not the object. We want to see if we can do a really comprehensive, good deal.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Parades took place across the country today to mark Gay Pride and to close out a month that marked 50 years since the riots at the Stonewall Inn. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are all holding parades. In Manhattan, organizers of the annual Pride March say 150,000 people are expected to participate, with hundreds of thousands more lining the streets to watch. The event concludes a month of Stonewall commemorations, which is considered the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement. On June 28, 1969, patrons resisted a police raid at the Stonewall Inn, sparking protests leading to long-term activism. Julie Walker, New York.
Sudanese doctors group says five people have been killed and several seriously wounded in a day of demonstrations against military rule in Sudan. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country Sunday, calling for a civilian government. You're listening to VOA News.
In quest'ultimo giorno di giugno, auguro a tutti i lavoratori di poter avere.
The faithful and tourists brave the hot temperatures in St. Peter's Square in Rome on Sunday to hear Pope Francis pray for the suffering as a heat wave gripped continental Europe. And 40 African migrants rescued from the Mediterranean by the German charity ship Sea-Watch 3 spent their first night on land in more than 2 weeks. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Carol Rakete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. A new report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing on the deadly Mediterranean Sea crossing from North Africa to Europe. The remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were Afghan migrants. Five Japanese whaling ships are set on Monday to begin the first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. Japan stopped commercial whaling in 1988 after the International Whaling Commission imposed a moratorium on killing the giant mammals. But despite the global ban, Japan continued to hunt whales for what it claimed was scientific research. Critics called it commercial whaling in disguise. In December, Japan announced it was leaving the IWC on June 30th. The whaling fleet will set sail Monday from the port of Kushiro on the northern island of Hokkaido, and it will do its hunting in Japanese waters. Albanians voted Sunday amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between the country's prime minister and president. The main opposition parties boycotted municipal elections, accusing the socialist-led government of previous electoral fraud and corruption. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.